Please, let's be seated. Praise the Lord. Do you believe God?
Yes.
There shall be testimony.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Please turn your Bible with me to Exodus chapter 15. I read from verse 23 to 27. And today, the topic will be from Mara to Elim. Mara to Elim. I read. Now, when they came to Mara, they could not drink of the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Mara. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there by the waters. Praise the Lord. You know that story. You know, the journey of the people of Israel, when they left Egypt, before this point, they had passed the Red Sea, and they kept at the journey. Now, why they were going? They got a victory, actually, of crossing the Red Sea. But now they were on the journey. And then, you know, after a while, they walked. They became thirsty. Why they were thirsty? They have walked for about 3 days. They became thirsty. And then they got to this water. You know, when you are thirsty and you see water, what happens next? You want to drink. Unfortunately, the water was bitter. Mara. It was bitter. And so they could not drink. They could not drink. And you see, how would they feel? Look at some people that had waited on the Lord to be married. And they kept at it, open, trusting God to be married. And then they got into a marriage, and then they saw bitterness. How would they feel? Imagine someone who was open to get to the university, and then jam. Olule. Oshekeji. Olule. And then eventually, he got admission. And then you got admission, and you are trusting God that all will be well. And some court guys just said, "If you don't join us, you are dead. It's either you join or nothing." You are experiencing bitterness. Or a lecturer just said, "If you don't sleep with me, you are not getting out of this school." Challenge. How would they feel? So what is bitterness? Bitterness. Because Mara, the meaning is bitter. If you read that verse 1, it says, when they came to Mara, they could not drink of the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Because they were bitter, it said, therefore, the name of the place was called Mara, because of bitterness. It was bitter. So bitterness is lack of sweetness. Ikoro lonjebe. Okoro, lack of sweetness. It is an unpleasant taste. Unpleasant taste. Bitterness is accompanied by severe pain or suffering. Severe pain or suffering. Bitterness. Let's look at an account in Ruth chapter 1. Ruth chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. But she said to them, "Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi? Since the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me." He said, see, if you know the meaning of Naomi, the meaning of Naomi is pleasant, pleasant, or sweetness. That's the meaning of Naomi. Now, people, when she came back from her journey, she had traveled. Naomi traveled with her husband. They traveled. They sojourned into a better country where things were going on well. But by the time she came back, people were saying, oh, pleasant woman, sweet woman. She said, why do you call me sweet? Why do you call me pleasant? Call me Mara. Call me bitterness. Call me sorrow. Because I went full and back empty. That's the story of that woman. Now, you know, let's see the account in verse 5 and 6 of that Ruth chapter 1. Say, then Naomi's two sons, I'm reading NET version, Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman was left all alone. The husband had died. The two sons now died. Bereaved of her two children as well as her husband. So she decided to return home from the region of Moab, accompanied by her daughters-in-law. Because while she was living in Moab, she had heard that the Lord had shown concern for his people, reversing the famine by providing abundant crops. Where she even left, the place is now better than where she found herself. Everything she had lost. Bitterness. Pain. Now, if you look at that man, that woman, Naomi, what's her joy? And you see some of us, Christian, maybe in the past, people were saying, oh, wonderful, things are fine. And then all of a sudden, things happen. Things happened for that woman. But was that the end of her life, of her journey? No. As we go further. You see, when it happened to that woman, oftentimes what we do naturally with people, what happens to us is we complain. That woman had lost everything. And if you go back to our text, verse 24 says, you know, when they got to that water that was bitter, the next thing, natural thing that any man would do is what they did. The people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? They complained against Moses. What shall we drink? The same way, you know, there are many of us, when we find ourselves in some situation, we complain. Some will complain about their husband. It is you that brought this to us. They complain about their wives. It is because of your naughtiness. They complain about their parents. If my father had been richer, if my father had sent me to this place, they complain about everything. Many times we even complain about God. And I can't blame us. Even John the Baptist, when faced with trouble, when he got to the point where the water was bitter, he wondered if Jesus was actually real or not. Matthew 11:2-6. He says, and when John has had in prison, this was a man that was declaring, you know, the gospel, that was saying Jesus is coming. This is a man that God actually called, but he found himself in prison. Bitterness. When he got to the prison, he heard that what Jesus Christ was doing. Let me read verse 2. It says, and when John has heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Are you real? Should I look for alternative? Are you actually the Messiah? If you are the Messiah, why am I in prison? Why are things this difficult? Are you still answering my prayers? Do you still love me? Are you still God? He was saying all manner of questions. Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. He said, the blind see and the lame walk. And that's why I know that all these miracles will happen in this place as we are talking now. If you can just key in, whatever is your own situation, just key in. Jesus is real. He said, the blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised and the poor have the gospel preached to them. He now says something in verse 6. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. If you read some other version, you will understand that what he's saying there is that when you are faced with challenges, blessed are you that you will not, because of what you are feeling, Because of your situation, you won't blame God. You won't blame Jesus. But situation sometimes takes us to that level where we want to start questioning if it is right for us to even be a Christian. Things can lead to that. But complaining is not the solution, brethren. And you see that in verse 25 of our text, what Moses did. They complained about Moses. But he didn't take offense. He didn't take offense. What he did was that, the Bible says, so he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. He cried to the Lord. So complaining is not the solution, as many of us we do. Because complaining will not change anything. The best thing is to take a cue from Moses by crying out to God, who is the only one that can show us the way out of our predicament. Shall we rise to pray? We are going to pray now. Every decision I have made that has caused me sorrow, or that can cause me sorrow, please, Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Begin to pray. Every decision that you have made, they walked to that place, but they found sorrow. They found bitterness. Every decision you have made that has caused you sorrow, that can cause you sorrow, Lord, in your mercy, let that mercy speak for me today in the name of Jesus Christ. It could be a wrong relationship. It could be anything. It could be your business decision. It could even be your wrong marriage. But you have found yourself in that, and there's bitterness. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. In Jesus' name we pray. You are going to pray also. Lord, please, in your mercy, show me the solutions to my challenges. Show me the solution. God showed Moses. He showed him the tree. He showed him what to do. Pray that God will show you, give you the solution, and let you see it so that you will know what to do about that situation you have found yourself that is making you sad, that is putting bitterness in your mouth. Let God show you the solution today in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we pray. Quickly, you will pray again. Lord, guide my steps. Let me not journey into the place of sorrow in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray that God Almighty will guide your steps. In the name of Jesus. That your legs will not lead you to a place of sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Just pray for yourself today. Pray for your children as well. They will not be led into the place of sorrow. They will not be led into the place of pain and shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Please be seated. Now that story, their journey. Let's see the account in the book of the Numbers. Numbers 33, verse 8 to 9. It says, they departed from before Ahiroth and passed through the midst of the sea into the wilderness. Went 3 days' journey in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Marah. They moved from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, so they camped there. Marah is a place of wilderness. In fact, you saw, they said they journey in the wilderness and camped at Marah. Wilderness. Wilderness. And you know, in the wilderness, things are dry. Things are dry. They find themselves in the wilderness. It is a place of sorrow. That is where they find themselves, Marah. But one thing is this, as is going to happen today, if you find yourself out of Marah, you will get a spring of water. Because the next place that they got themselves was to get to Elim. And today, we are going out of Marah, we are moving to Elim. So when they got to Elim, can you imagine somebody who had been in the wilderness? Even the water was bitter and everything. And then they left the place. And they got to a place where they have palm trees. Hey, mobility palm trees in Wani. They have palm trees and they have springs of water. Springs of water. Different sources of Ibadan, of blessing. That will be our portion in Jesus' name. So, let's relate another situation. 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. That is when Elisha, just got the power of the Lord and found himself in Jericho. In verse 19, then the men of the city said to Elisha, please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is bad, and the ground barren. When the water is bad, when the water is bitter, it brings barrenness. So you see, when you see some of these traits in your life, in the life of people you know or you love, they are drinking the water of bitterness, of sorrow. The water is bad and the ground barren. And he said, that is Elijah now said, or Elisha rather, bring me a new bowl and put salt in it. So they brought it to him. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast in the salt there and said, thus said the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. So the water remains healed to this day according to the word of Elisha, which he spoke. So there's barrenness in Mara. Bitterness may be a temporary thing. Sometimes. More often than not, it could be deeper than thought. It could be deeper than thought. So, the source must be healed to have a permanent solution. But you see, one thing that gladdens my heart is that when they complained and Moses went to the Lord, the Bible said when he brought that tree, when he cut the tree and put it, what happened? He said it became sweet. It became sweet. So where you are now that you are having those sorrow, pain, today, God Almighty will turn it to sweetness for you in the name of Jesus. But what God will still do is to now take you to a place where not only will you enjoy the water, there will be sources of water. That's why it takes you to Elim. Sources of water, plenty. And then you have the palm tree. And you know the palm tree, it has a lot of things. Everything on the palm tree is beneficial to us. So what God will put around you will be of immense benefits to you in the name of Jesus Christ. So what is the source of life and all things? It's God. John 1:1-5 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. If you read Numbers chapter 5, from verses 11 to 31 or 20 to 31, but I want to read verse 24 particularly. It says, it shall make the woman drink bitter water that brings a curse. And this water that brings a curse and bitter suffering will enter her. You know, that scripture was talking about, you know, in those days. It said, a married woman goes to sleep with another man, and the wife, she was not caught, and then the husband suspects. She's just feeling uncomfortable. Says she should go and report. She should go and report. And what they will do is they will give that woman a bitter water. And that bitter water, they will put a curse on that water that she will drink it. So you see, when you see something bitter, sometimes it's a reflection of a curse. Sometimes a reflection of a curse on a family. Reflection of a curse. That's why you see some people, something will be nice today. Tomorrow it goes down again. It's okay, it's better tomorrow. It comes down today. Sometimes you see a pattern in a family and it's already affecting you. It could be a curse. Bitter. So when you see some things that are not pleasant like that, you must be very, that is why we must be very, very attentive, and we must have understanding of having a good relationship with the Holy Ghost. So if it is a curse, God Almighty, heal that curse. In fact, the Bible says it became a curse, Jesus Christ. It was hung on the tree, just that it can save us from the curse. So whatever curse is broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. Naaman had his own bitterness. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, big man. So sometimes people think that they are okay because things are looking good. Or sometimes you look at some other people, you think that, oh, they've got everything. Say, Naaman, commander of the army, Balogun, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master. Because by him, the Lord had given victory to Syria. Wonderful. He was also a mighty man of valor. What else can we ask for? But what? A leper. But a leper, with everything I had, they cannot eat with him. They can't sit down with him. But a leper. Even Joseph at Potiphar's house, will appear a great man, and even while as a prisoner, will be the envy of others. Joseph, whereas his life was full of bitterness. How can a young man of royalty turn to a servant or a prisoner and denied of seeing his father and younger brother or senior brother? How? What is the joy there? And that's the young man that God spoke about. God revealed to him that he would be a great man, but he was drinking his own water that is barren. He was drinking the water that is sour, bitter. I want to say this because of our time. God rejected Saul, and so his spirit left him. Yet, he was still reigning for a season. 1 Samuel 15:28 says, so Samuel said to him, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to a noble of yours who is better than you. It is a strategy, it's a tragedy. If you feel you are doing well and yet the Lord has left you, that must be the greatest bitterness. Greatest bitterness. For you to think you are good and the Lord has left. That is Mara Unlimited. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but lose his soul? What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? That is sorrow. You know, that is bitterness forever. If you are separated from the Lord, it will be bitterness forever. So today is another day, another opportunity. Whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you have been in church for years, it's another opportunity for you not to live in sorrow because there's healing in the house. And that healing, Jesus Christ is here. He died for you. He shed his blood on the cross. If you are here now, you've had this message, and you trust that God Almighty will take you from that bitterness to a place where there's spring of water, a good water. But you know that if he shall come, you may have to live in bitterness, in sorrow perpetually. Please lift up your hand and say, I want to give my life to you, Lord. Just raise up your hand and let's pray. You want to give your life to Jesus to say, Lord, I don't want to live in that perpetual bitterness all the days of my life, in that sorrow and pain. Just raise up your hand and then we will pray. Is there anyone? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we are going to rise up now as we begin to round up. From Mara to Elim. You see, in that journey, they moved from place to place. There were different places that they got to before they got to Elim. It took them some days. So you are going to pray now. Lord, lead me to the place of my joy. Lead me to that place that there is spring of water for me to drink, for me to have more than enough. Let the Lord lead you. Begin to pray now for that leading of the Lord. That God Almighty, as I step into this week, as you are taking me away from my pain and sorrow, as you are taking me away from my shame, Lord, guide my steps. Lead me to that place. There's a place that God has prepared. Those people just moved to Mara and they wanted to settle. God that was leading them, they were not allowing him to lead aright. He was leading them, but they were overwhelmed with tasks. And because of that, they went to take their own place at Mara. Whereas they were supposed to move to Helim. Pray that God will lead you this week. Pray that God will lead you. You will not take wrong decisions that will cause you sorrow. You will not take wrong decisions that will cause you pain. But rather, from today, even if you are taking wrong decisions before, but from today, let God begin to guide your steps. Let God begin to guide the steps of your children, even concerning your relationship, concerning marriage, concerning your business. Let God guide. Pray that God will guide you. Even your choice of course, the what you want to do in school, let God guide you. Let God lead you to a place where you will have more than enough. You will have springs of water. You will have the palm tree in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shall I ask? In Jesus' name we pray. And so, dear Father and our God, we thank you, Lord, because you are the great healer. We know, Lord God Almighty, some of us, we are experiencing bitterness in the area of our health. Some are experiencing that bitter water in their marriages. Some are experiencing bitterness in their business. Some are experiencing bitterness even in their academics. But today, Lord God Almighty, you have shown us that with you there's nothing that is impossible. You have shown us today, Lord God Almighty, that you can give us solution that will take us away from bitterness to a place of plenty and peace. Therefore, Lord God Almighty, we are asking, O God, as a church and as a people, individually and collectively, that you please take us away from Mara and let our bitter experience turn to joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Where we have been crying in the past, let us begin to rejoice. People that have been having pity on us, let them come to rejoice with us in the name of Jesus Christ. As we step into this week, Lord, we pray that you will guide ourselves, O God, to that place of rest, that place of springs of water, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, mighty Father, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.